your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Internet, happy Monday. You are listening to Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, bringing you news and facts and trivia and speculation and rumors all about the NHL and your favorite NHL teams 5 days a week here on the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Sarah Avampato. I am your host, and today we have something really exciting for you. So we are ticking down the hours until the 2020 NHL draft. It is finally here now that we have wrapped up the season. We've awarded a Stanley Cup, and the next big milestone is drafting some new fun children to play on our teams in the future. So in advance of the draft, I got together with a whole bunch of my fellow Locked On NHL hosts, in fact, representing draft picks 1 through 10 for this year's draft, and we held our own little mock draft. So today on the show, you are going to hear in just a moment all of us getting together, talking hockey, and making some picks. That is today's show on Locked On NHL. So without further ado, here you go. It is the first annual. Let's make this a thing. Let's make this a thing, guys. Every year now, the first annual Locked On NHL mock draft. So it is time for the draft, and while we are not in the war rooms of all of the NHL teams, we don't have Gary Bettman here to boo at. I guess I'm the Gary Bettman. Please don't boo me. We're going to do our own Locked On NHL draft. And so today we have most of the top 10 draft picks represented here on the show, and we're going to just jump right into it. You're going to hear from each of our teams about who they want to draft, where they're from. We're going to get some discussion, some fighting, maybe some trades. Who knows? It'll get exciting as we get into it. So we're just going to start the draft clock right away, and we're going to head to the New York Rangers. We have John Chick, host of Locked On Rangers. You are on the clock. Who are you going to pick?
All right. With the number one overall pick of the 2020 NHL draft, the New York Rangers select Alexis Lafreniere from Rimouski Oceanic of the QMJHL. So this is really a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer to end all no-brainers, really. I've yet to see a single mock draft where he's not the number one pick. If you're the Rangers, this is not the time to get cute or throw everybody a curveball. The Rangers are a team that has a lot of difficult decisions to make this offseason, including buying out Henrik Lundqvist. And there's a handful of free agents where you could really make a case for bringing them back or letting them walk. This, to me, is the easiest decision of the offseason for the New York Rangers, because Lafreniere, by all accounts, is a generational talent. There's never a bad year to have the first overall pick in the draft, but this is the year you really want to have it. By all accounts, he's head and shoulders above pretty much everybody. And he's put up just complete video game numbers in the QMJHL. This past season, he averaged more than 2 points a game, played 52 games, 35 goals, 77 assists, 112 points in just the 52 games. So, yeah, I think that pretty much speaks volumes for the type of player that he is. I also realize that the QMJHL is not the NHL, but I don't care if you're doing this in high school, in college, the minors, the NHL, you're 70 and over league, whatever it might be, those are just phenomenal numbers by any stretch of the imagination. It's funny, we actually did a crossover episode with Trey from Locked On Devils not too long ago, and we talked about how you can't even do those kinds of stats in a video game, which is true because each of us have tried it. But on top of all that, you know, Lafreniere, he's got all the intangibles, tremendous competitor, tremendous leader, size, speed. There's absolutely nothing not to like here. And I feel like a lot of people on this call probably have more difficult decisions than I have. So I'll keep it kind of short here, and I'll toss it to Sarah Avampato of Locked On Kings. Sarah, you are on the clock.
Yeah, so next up is me with the Kings, representing the Los Angeles Kings. From the OHL, we're going to go with Quentin Byfield, which I know is going to get some disappointed faces from my Senators friends. But I think that the tantalizing prospect of having Anze Kopitar Jr. running the center for the Kings for the foreseeable future to get that transition from Kopitar to the next generation of Kings, I think is just too much to pass up. They have lots of guys in the system right now who are future centers, but at the end of the day, you can move them to wing. You can adjust their positioning. You're not going to find another Quentin Byfield. So He is my pick at number two for the Los Angeles Kings, and I'm going to toss it to the Ottawa Senators. You guys are on the clock with your first of two picks today.
Yeah, so I'll make the third pick. Brandon Pillars here from the Locked On Senators podcast as well. He'll be picking fifth, thanks to the Erik Karlsson trade, of course, from a year ago. There was a clause that if San Jose made the playoffs in 2019, which was almost inevitable, it'd be transferred no matter what in 2020. So they didn't have a choice to move it. Top five pick in the bag, almost a case of give and take, because obviously Ottawa gave up the number four overall pick last year in the Matt Duchene trade. Without further ado, at number three, Tim Stützle from Mannheim in the German League. And I'd like to preface this by saying we're drafting him as a centerman. He played the left wing this year, playing against men as an 18-year-old, but every year in youth before that, he's a center iceman. That's where he wants to play, and that's the biggest need in the Ottawa Senators organization. So very happy to select Timmy Stützle. He's going to be a perfect complementary piece on a top line that has Brady Tkachuk, a guy who can get to the net, because that's the one part of Tim Stützle's game that might need a bit of work. He's a bit of a more perimeter player, but there's nothing wrong with that when you have hands like him and vision like him. So I see him being a 60-assist guy at the National Hockey League level. How many goals is he yet to be seen, but thrilled to add him to an already deep prospect pool at center, but not that elite talent, and we just added it right here.
All right, Locked On Red Wings, you are on the clock.
All right, well, with the fourth pick in the 2020 NHL draft, the Detroit Red Wings begrudgingly settle for proudly select Lucas Raymond from Frölunda of the SHL. At this spot, we considered Cole Perfetti, we considered Marco Rossi, because like the Ottawa Senators, the Red Wings are pretty thin at the center position in their prospect pool. So that filled a need. But ultimately, we decided to take the player who we think is going to be the best player available at that position, especially because neither Cole Perfetti or Marco Rossi are guaranteed to fit in at the center position. A lot of places that, you know, have been scouting both of those guys said that they end up on the wing. Lucas Raymond, on the other hand, he's a bona fide winger. He does absolutely everything well. He's a fantastic skater. He's got an unbelievable shot. He always makes the right pass. He makes the hard pass look easy, and his hockey IQ is off the charts. At the end of the day, Raymond is the closest thing to an electrifying talent as the Red Wings are going to find outside of the top three. And when you read these draft guys, you know, elite prospects, Dauber prospects, whoever it may be, they all kind of say the same thing, and that's that the consensus top three, in the eyes of, you know, pretty much what we've been told, is not necessarily the consensus top three in terms of scouting. And Lucas Raymond very much belongs in that conversation. And because we think he gives us the best chance to catch lightning in a bottle at four, he's the selection for the Detroit Red Wings.
I got one comment, and I like the pick. He's fourth on my draft rankings as well. But with the Steve Yzerman connection, I just see him as loving high IQ players. And he drafted a player in Braden Point in Tampa. And I just see so much of Cole Perfetti in Braden Point. Do you think that, I know your pick's Lucas Raymond, do you think that Yzerman could lean Perfetti in that situation?
I do. And like you said, there's been a lot of chatter surrounding that. I believe it was the day after the NHL draft lottery. Who's it? Sam Cosentino, I think he said that Perfetti is as much of a lock to Detroit at four as Lafreniere is at one to the Rangers. So I do think that that seems to be the consensus at this point. But as we've seen with Steve Yzerman last year, when he jumped up and took Mo Sider at number six overall, shocked the entire draft. Do you never really know what he's going to do?
All right. So we've got our first kind of surprise of the draft with Detroit.
Our mock draft continues with Ottawa picking again coming up next. First, though, let's talk about Roman, because it isn't easy for a lot of people to talk about erectile dysfunction. It's something that people blame themselves for or avoid talking about or come up with excuses or just, you know, don't deal with it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it, and you get to talk with a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It is simple, it is safe, and it is totally discreet. Roman gives you a free online evaluation and ongoing care, all from the comfort and the privacy of your own home. A healthcare professional works with you to find the best treatment plan, and if medication is deemed to be appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. Everything is straightforward, simple, and totally discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to getroman.com/lockedonNHL and complete an online visit. This used to be something tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/LockedOnNHL today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOnNHL. GetRoman.com/LockedOnNHL. Now, if you're looking to save some time, if you're looking to avoid having to go out shopping for groceries or dealing with restaurant pickups or anything like that, you should investigate DoorDash, because between all of the things that you have to do, between working from home, if you have kids, helping your kids with virtual school, dealing with things around the house, everything that's going on right now, you've got so much to do. So give yourself one less thing to have to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. DoorDash is the app that brings the food that you are craving to you right now, right to your door. It's super easy to order. Just open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. You just tell the app, hey, leave my food outside, and guess what? Someone does. You'll get a text message or a call from your driver letting you know your food is there, and ta-da, food. All because you might not be able to go and eat in person in restaurants doesn't mean that your restaurants are closed. Many of your favorite local spots are still open for delivery. So just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local restaurant, and your food will come to you. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNHL. That's $5 off your first order and zero delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LOCKEDONNHL. Don't forget, that's code LOCKEDONNHL for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Ottawa, you are back on the clock for pick number 5, your second in this round.
Thank you very much, Sarah, and excellent pick by the Detroit Red Wings there. That's going to cause the Ottawa Senators to go to their backup choice at 5th overall, but for a consolation prize, a 52-goal scorer in Jack Quinn from the Ottawa 67s is not too bad at all. And with the selection of Timmy Stützle, now the Ottawa Senators have that elite top line in Brady Tkachuk, Stützle, and Jack Quinn. And a lot of people, they might want to harp on Jack Quinn, saying it's easy to score 52 goals when you're playing with Marco Rossi. However, he spent most time 5-on-5 away from Rossi. They obviously hooked up on the power play, but this is a guy that can drive his own line. And we know the Senators have a lot of other prospects in positions as wingers, especially on the left side. They've got Formanton, Tkachuk, lots of talent there. Drake Batherson on the right side, but they're still needing that elite goal-scoring, pure offensive guy to put the puck in the net, and we believe Jack Quinn's going to do that.
And he helps because he's a local kid, too. Sends love drafting local guys, and his favorite player is Daniel Alfredson, so he ends up anything like that, we'll be happy.
Jack Quinn is one of those guys that have really, you know, as a late birthday, kind of on that transition area where, you know, he could have been in probably last year's draft class, kind of an older player in this one. Really gaining some late steam. I think his big thing was skating this year, and he really improved upon that. And that's what's really helped propel him up the rankings this year. So I'm probably a little surprised at 5, but not a bad pick either with what he's got with shooting talent.
All right. We're already getting a pretty interesting, a little different looking draft board than some projections have had. We're going to head back to the West Coast with the Anaheim Ducks. Locked on Ducks, you're on the clock.
All right. So this actually sets up pretty well for the Ducks. As you guys may be well aware, the Anaheim Ducks were one of, if not the worst power play teams in the entire NHL, and that was their biggest problem, was offense. They're one of the lowest ranked offenses in the entire NHL. So I figured they need someone that can score. They need someone that is probably projected to be the best shot. So with the 6th pick, I'm thinking and hoping Alexander Holtz. Yeah, I'm going to go with Alexander Holtz from Sweden. He is from Djurgården's IF from the SHL. One of the elite scorers, I think, for Sweden. And he did pretty well on juniors as well. The thing I like about Alexander Holtz is he is a finisher, which is what the Ducks desperately need. He's one of the best pure snipers in the entire draft. Something else that I liked about his talent, he's got good speed. He's a threat anywhere in the offensive zone. You can have a bad angle shot. You could shoot from between the dots. You could shoot from just at the slot. He can make it from pretty much any of those spots. His release is extremely good. He can kind of change the angle a little bit on his shot. So that's something that I think defenses are going to have a tough time with. And that's something that goalies are going to have a tough time with. And as far as the Ducks are concerned, look, they don't need a passer. They don't need another playmaker type player because they've got plenty of those. If you guys recall from, God, a year ago now, it's been 9-10 months since the World Juniors. And remember, there's a guy coming up that was very well loved, and that was Trevor Zegras. Zegras is bound to come up with the Ducks, and he's more of a playmaker type player. So if you have that unbelievable shot to go with him, he could be very good for the Ducks later on down the line, who are going to stray away from some of their aging veterans. In particular, Ryan Getzlaf, who has 1 year left, and then he could go the way of Corey Perry.
Just quickly, since you selected after us, what is your opinion on Holtz versus Quinn? Did that change your decision at all, or did you have Holtz the whole way?
I had Holtz the whole way just because of the kind of game that he brings. And I kind of figured that the draft board would go as it is. I kind of figured that if there's a player that's going to fall into number six, it's going to be Holtz. And I kind of figured the draft has gone how I thought it would go with you guys, honestly. So we're 6-for-6 as far as my draft board with regards to everyone else here. So that's who I've had. Plus, watching their power play is it's trying. Try watching their power play live and try hearing all the fans under you going, shoot, shoot, shoot. Do you know how many times I heard that this season?
Yeah, Holtz's shot will help that.
That's every Minnesota Wild game ever.
Just out of curiosity, was Holtz on your radar, Joe?
Holtz was definitely on one of those radars. I think he was on our wish list. He was pretty high on our wish list. But I think, you know, especially when you're considering, you know, center prospects and things like that. And I do think that he's one of those, actually, he's a winger and more of a forward. I do think that for center prospects, the Wild were probably going to lean more center, just in that direction a little bit more. But Holtz is one of those guys that definitely has that elite talent and certainly the skating ability to do exactly what the Wild want out of their prospects.
Well, there's another reason the Ducks want a winger. They're pretty decent on center. They got Getzlaf, they got Adam Henrique. They have Sam Steele, who is better than I think people give him credit for. But on the wing, you have Danton Heinen and Carter Rowney. Yeah, they need a winger bad. And they need a shooting winger really bad.
And so Anaheim is solving some problems in this draft. The next pick belongs to the New Jersey Devils, and we'll have that for you in a second. But first, I want to introduce a new product to you, and it is called Built Go. It is from the same great folks who brought you Built Bar, which is the world's fastest growing protein bar. I don't know about you, but I have about 8 million things to do between hockey podcasting stuff, my day job, keeping up with friends, keeping up with other side hustles, roaming around after all of the million of cats in my house. There's four, not a million, but four is still a lot. But no matter what it is, eventually you hit a wall where you are just too tired, too beat, too exhausted to do anything. And you know that you need that little burst of energy to get you through that one last task that you have to do before you can go to bed or watch TV or do something fun. That's where Built Go comes in, because Built Go is the solution to help you break through that wall. Whether it's a mental wall or a physical wall, you can break through it with Built Go. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market, but as with Built Bar, you don't need to be working out to use this. Believe me, I'm definitely not working out. It comes in three great flavors: peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. The chocolate mint one is the one that I tried the other day, and it was tasty and very convenient, and I'm excited now to try the other flavors. Visit builtgo.com and use promo code LOCKED, and you'll get 30% off your next order. Again, use promo code LOCKED for 30% off at builtgo.com. Let's go. We go to New Jersey next with Trey Matthews, host of Locked on Devils. You're on the clock.
Oh, Jason, we talked about this a month ago, and you still stuck by it. So yep. Thanks. Now I got to change it up a little bit.
I did. I tried to make it easy on you.
Well, you certainly did. And I'm surprised no one has picked this guy yet. So before I make my pick, yeah, let's look at the first six games for the Devils. 5-4, 7-2, 4-0, 4-3, 3-0, 6-4. 0-6 to begin the year. We don't really need offense, in my opinion, because we have some young talent that can develop. We have Heisher. We have Hughes, we have Brock, Gusev. We have a lot of young guys to develop on our offensive end. I don't think getting goals is our problem. And I think with the duo of Mark Recchi and Lindy Ruff, I believe that our offense could come into fruition. Now, I'm going to take a huge risk, and honestly, I am stunned that you guys have not taken him off the board yet. I'm going to go with Jamie Drysdale. And the reason I go with Jamie Drysdale from the Erie Auditors, because he's a brilliant skater capable of quarterbacking a power play with ease and generating results both ways through the neutral zone. More of a playmaker than a shooter, Drysdale is adaptable first and foremost. He's going to make the best decision regardless, no matter the situation. He's the only defenseman in this year's draft with the clear number one defensive upside. If a defenseman was going to be selected first, it was going to be Jamie Drysdale. And I feel as though he can really help our team develop, because if you look at our defensive pairings of Mueller, Subban, Severson, all those guys, we have a lot of old veteran players that honestly aren't going to be sticking by us for this rebuild. So we need a young guy, a young defenseman. Now, we already picked up Riley Walsh out of Harvard. And I hope that sort of, John, you should vouch for me. I hope that Riley Walsh becomes what Adam Fox is for the Rangers, because who was in charge of the Rangers defensive scheme? Lindy Ruff.
Sure.
And Adam Fox is Adam Fox is carrying that sorry defensive unit, isn't he, John? If I'm right or wrong.
I mean, he's the shining star of the unit. There's some other guys that I feel pretty good about, but right now, yeah, Adam Fox, he's the guy you want to build around there.
Yes, I'm right. And who is now? I forgot to say this. Adam Fox, Riley Walsh, teammates. So I think Riley Walsh will be good, but we need more young defensive men. And I am going with Jamie Drysdale. I thought it would be super unlikely he would fall this far to number 7. I'm surprised none of you have picked him. Lafreniere was all there. Raymond, Quinn, Holtz, Drysdale, hello. You need defense to win games. And this is why, one of the reasons why we're all in this situation is because I think our defense sucks. So that's my man. That's who I'm going with.
Well, Trey, you make a good point talking about how you're surprised the defenseman hasn't gone. If a defenseman doesn't go in the top 5 in this draft, it'll be the first time since 2003. So 17 years straight, a defenseman has gone top 5, and getting Drysdale there is great. But if you said offense isn't the problem, wouldn't you think Jake Sanderson might be a bit better in his own zone?
Okay, I was looking at Jake Sanderson. He was on my list, along with Alexander Holtz. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jason. So, yeah, Jake Sanderson is definitely on the list of, you know, a left defenseman who did really well for the USHL. But the thing is, his range can go from 7 to 16, mm-hmm. according to allaboutjersey.com. So, whereas Jamie Drysdale, his window is much smaller. So, it goes from 5 to 8. So, you know who's going to be the better player. And if I have to choose, if it's life or death, gun at my head, I'm choosing Jamie Drysdale. Honestly, I feel like he's more likely to win a Norris Trophy. I think he could win a couple of them. And Jake Sanderson is just too up in the air. He could go from 7 to 16. That's a huge, huge gap.
I would say it's probably more likely that Sanderson stays a top 4 defenseman for longer, but I think Drysdale in his best years will have much better numbers than Sanderson. Like, I see Sanderson's more like your Ryan McDonough, where Jamie Drysdale could be like a Drew Doughty in terms of offensive production.
I will defend the pick here for New Jersey as well, is that, you know, you just brought up kind of the range of where Drysdale was supposed to go as well as Sanderson. Sanderson is kind of a wild card in this draft. And I think that if he goes in the top 10, it really helps the Wild out, definitely, as would Jack Quinn. But the big thing is here is that with Sanderson, I still think he's going to be a very, very good defenseman. But with Sanderson, I think you could potentially trade down. So if you're going to pick at 7, you maybe pick more of the sure thing with Drysdale. And if you're going to settle for, and this isn't settling, but if you're going to go for Sanderson, maybe that's an opportunity to trade down, maybe acquire another pick, maybe get another player out of the deal, and then maybe pick Sanderson maybe a little bit later, maybe after the top 10.
Right. And Jake Sanderson out of University of North Dakota.
Yeah, going in as a freshman this year.
Right. He recognizes appropriate times to join the rush and pinches an opposing winger as well. You know, sealing off pass options along the boards to prevent breakouts. But, you know, I'm just a little hesitant of him being able to do it at the high level, because, like I said, I'm sticking with the ranges going from 7 to 16. That's a huge gap. that's a huge – that means he's either a top 10 pick or he's just like a whatever who will just become like – just fall out of the league in like 4 years, if I'm being honest. So, yeah, I'm sticking with Drysdale.
All right, we've got some controversy, and I'm surprised Drysdale fell that far too. Congratulations.
To clarify, Trey, the Red Wings are in this position because they do everything bad. They were outscored by 123 goals this season, and the season didn't even finish.
What was Jimmy Howard's record again?
It was like 2-25 or something like that, with like an 880. Stats. Yeah, they got outshot. In the second, or they just got outshot like 2-1.
Hey, this year. Come on, so Jimmy Howard did good in the AHL.
Like 25.
Yeah, pretty sad. I used to be a really big Jimmy Howard fan growing up. So
hey, come on, I was 5 feet away from him in San Diego earlier this year.
So Jason, you want a recap? You want a recap?
Okay. Yeah, just for the sake of it.
Okay, Lafreniere number one, Byfield number two, Stutzfield, Raymond, Quinn, Holtz, Drysdale.
All right, number eight on our draft board is the Buffalo Sabres, and unfortunately, the wonderful gentleman behind Locked On Sabres were not able to join us tonight, so we figured we'd do the next best thing and turn it back over to at least a hockey team that also resides in New York. So we're going to head back to John Chick from Locked On Rangers to be our pretend Buffalo person.
Before John makes the pick, I just want to say I'm shocked that there's two guys right now that are still on the board.
Yeah, there's at least one shock on the board.
Well, let me see if this is one of them. I'll let you guys answer as soon as I say it here. I think for the Buffalo Sabres, a team that's kind of struggled to score goals for however many years, you might go back now, it's always something of an issue for that team. You need points. You need somebody who can put the puck in the net. And I'm going to go with Cole Perfetti for that pick. Was that Jason and whoever else said that? Was that who you thought was surprising?
Yeah, Nolan said he might have taken him at 4, and I was thinking about him at 5 too.
Yeah.
I thought about him at 6.
It came down to the Raymond and Perfetti for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I just think it's the way to go for that team. I mean, you got to keep Jack Eichel happy. It seems like every couple of weeks there's a rumor that either the Sabres want to trade him and like rebuild again, or they, you know, Jack Eichel himself wants to get out of Buffalo or whatever it might be. So I think you want to draft somebody like this that can play on the same line as Jack Eichel, hopefully. Somebody who's got some big time upside, a sniper. By all accounts, he's very smart, has a very high hockey IQ, and 111 points in 61 games in the OHL this past. Definitely somebody with some big-time upside and somebody that can turn a franchise around. So, yeah, I'm surprised he fell this far, but if I'm going to represent the Buffalo Sabres here, give me Cole Perfetti.
Yeah, you did them well, and I just want to mention that it also takes off the pressure from him to try to be a center, because you can be the left wing on Jack Eichel's line. I think that would be a pretty symbiotic relationship between the two of them.
Absolutely.
All right, we are heading to the Central Division. As we get down to the wire in our top 10, we are going to go to Locked On Wild. You're on the clock.
All right, this presents a kind of a perfect scenario, I think, for the Minnesota Wild. They need centers with Eric Staal now gone to the Buffalo Sabres. Mikko Koivu's not returning. He has not really announced that he's retiring, but he's no longer going to be on the Wild. The Wild are very, very thin down the middle. So the way this draft board fell, it's between kind of like a Marco Rossi or an Anton Lindell. And I think if the Wild are in this position, they're going to love this position. It's going to be a tough decision, but I think they're going to love this idea because there's going to be two really solid center prospects here to choose from. Rossi's a little bit smaller, definitely a lot more fast, and has the ability to score and play make. Anton Lindell is very much a Koivu kind of clone, plays a very 200-foot game, but also has a little bit more offensive upside than maybe Koivu did back in the day. So this one's a really tough one, but I'm probably going to go with Rossi on this one. You know, when you look at kind of like the scouting reports here, you know, you see things like a guy doesn't ever take a shift off. His legs are always moving. I mean, that's kind of the tenacity that these young guys like Kevin Fiala and Kirill Kaprizov are going to need in the future as kind of a player to bring them up another level here. The other thing is too, is like, you know, he's got speed and these two players need to play with speed. The game is faster. It's younger, and the Wild have been slow and boring for so freaking long. You can't even imagine. So to get somebody that's dynamic and fast with ability to shake the defenders. I mean, that is huge. So that is the reason why I am picking Marco Rossi for the Minnesota Wild at pick number 9. And I think this is a great pick and one that I think the Minnesota Wild would absolutely love to be in a position to take on next Tuesday's draft.
Joe, tell him how many points he had in Ottawa last year. It was ridiculous.
120.
Yeah, is that good?
That's kind of good, yeah. 32 goals, 81 assists. And that's the other thing, too. Like, with Fiala taking a step, with Kaprizov going to be coming in as well, like, they need a guy that can also play make. That's kind of the other thing, too, that I'm looking at his stats here. Is like, he also has a lot of assists, and some of that could be basically just by osmosis, just being on the ice with other talented players. But, like, you need a guy that can also set up these players, too, because Fiala's going to need the puck a lot. Kaprizov's going to need the puck a lot. You got some younger players in Jordan Greenway that potentially could move up the line. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot of people that are going to need the puck. And the Wild right now just do not have that passer in their system. And I think this is a great player to bring in to their into their system and moving it forward here, just because I think that when you talk about the speed, when you talk about how just dynamic he is, this is one of those guys that I think the Minnesota Wild are going to be excited about.
From J.D. Burke to Craig Button to Scott Wheeler, every draft analyst we've had on the show says that Marco Rossi will be playing the NHL next season. So he's a guy you can put right into your lineup, probably on a third line, and that's huge to get at 9. I think that's probably a steal of the draft so far.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, and we are going to round things out with the Winnipeg Jets. Harrison from Locked On Jets, you're on the clock.
Can you imagine watching a top 9 pick round and you see Rossi is slipping and slipping and slipping and Perfetti is slipping and slipping and slipping, and then boom, right before you get to your pick, all of the joy and happiness is sucked out of your life. That's what watching the Jets sometimes is like. But it's okay. We're cool. We're chilling. Because my original draft target that I thought would be around at this range, and of course, Joe from the Wild was considering, and obviously I would have preferred that he made this pick, but it's okay. We're cool. We're still friends, I think. I don't know. I'm still, not quite over it, but we'll select Anton Lundell from HIFK of Liga. Lundell is kind of an interesting player because the Jets basically took Lundell 1.0 and David Gustafson. I think Winnipeg right now is, well, we don't really have many centers. We've got Mark Scheifele and Andrew Kopp as our two best centers, plus the ghost of Cody Eakin, and I don't even know who else. So we're running out of time, and I think the Jets are probably in the most tenuous position they've been in since the relocation. I think that they basically torpedoed every single cup chance that they've had. They've completely mismanaged a lot of the talent on the roster, and I think that this is a draft pick that they desperately need to hit a home run on. And Lundell, right now, is still a work in progress. He's still got some things that he needs to work on. But I think that his mature game, his two-way transitional play, and the untapped offensive upside that he's starting to show will be a major selling point to him, hopefully becoming a second-line center. But I don't know. I mean, banking all of your hopes and dreams on this pick is probably not my most comfortable position, but this is kind of where the Jets are at. You know, we've had quite a few off-season rumors already, so I think the Jets just need a win here.
That is it for today's show. Thank you so much to everyone who jumped on for the mock draft. Tomorrow, we've got part 2 of this episode, so make sure you come back tomorrow because we start breaking down all of the picks that were made and throwing out some wild ideas as to ways the draft could go and just doing the post-mock draft analysis. So make sure you come back to Locked On NHL tomorrow for more draft talk. Until then, make sure you go check out all of our great hosts at their shows. If you somehow have missed the show for your favorite team, go look it up on whatever podcast app you use. Give them a follow on social media so you never miss anything. You can find this show on Twitter at LockedOnNHLPods. Make sure you are subscribed. Of course, we are available wherever podcasts are found. Leave a rating or a review if you're enjoying what you're hearing. Tell your friends all about it, and make sure you come back tomorrow for part 2 of our mock draft discussion. Until next time, this has been Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.